We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We welcome in now Tim Brando, of course, very familiar, national sports commentator for Fox Sports. Tim, how are you?
Christian, I'm great. Deuce, it's good to be with you, too.
Good to be with you, Timmy. Tim, how's the golf game? That's where I'm going right away.
You know, it's good. You know, the older I get, I think the better I play. Maybe it's because I'm slowing down a little bit. The swing isn't too fast. I think what happens a lot of times, Deuce, when you only play in the spring and summer because you're busy with football and basketball in the fall and winter, you appreciate getting to just play, and you don't worry as much about your score, and then inevitably you're going to score better. So that's Tim's tips from the tee today. How about that?
Tim, I would love to be able to participate and say, yeah, I play golf. It's a great sport, but haven't played golf in forever. I tried to get Deuce to talk about his outing the other day at the Saints Hall of Fame Classic. He was kind of mum. He didn't want to brag on himself.
I only lost four balls, so that was pretty good for me.
That's pretty good. Well, you know, there's a lot of water on those courses down in your part of the world. You know, so it can happen.
Tim, I want to talk about LSU football and the over and under win totals in Vegas at 9, and we just went through the schedule, Deuce and I did, and we carved out, we could see 10 wins on this team. I would feel comfortable perhaps taking the over. I wouldn't bet a whole lot of money on it because it is the SEC, it is college football, but first off, it kind of shows you how the national perspective has totally changed on Coach O and the LSU Tigers compared to last year when they were having them at 7.5 over and under.
Yeah, a lot of that, I think, is because we've seen Joe Burrow, and we now know LSU's trying to win because of its quarterback, not despite its quarterback. You know, it's been a long time since we've said that about them. I think, you know, Mettenberger in that 1 year of the transfer from Georgia had a big year, and LSU's defense was not good that year. That was probably the only bad defensive football team Les Miles ever had, and it happened to be when Mettenberger was a quarterback. But other than that, I mean, you really have to go back to when Jimbo was coaching the quarterback position for Saban when LSU actually tried to win football games because of their quarterback. I think Burrow is the goods. I think this year he has a chance to take another step. Statistically, you know, the numbers weren't, you know, incredibly magnificent for him a year ago, but his leadership skills were, you know, and I think that this year, with what they've done with the hiring of the new coach from the Saints to help with the passing game and to spread it out, Stevens Minger, I think, has proven himself to be, you know, now a commodity as a coordinator as opposed to a question mark as a coordinator. And frankly, I think if LSU beats Texas, I think they got a great shot to win 11 games. I believe every game that they play, if they can beat Texas, is going to be a tough out now.
Tim, that's where we had them
that game very easily.
Yeah, that's where we had them kind of tripping up, just because it's on the road in Austin. If that was in a neutral site or in Baton Rouge, you certainly would give the nod to LSU.
Well, yeah. Well, I will tell you, because I've seen a lot of Texas, had them three times last year in the Big 12 on Fox. They're beatable. Now they're tougher. They're stronger. The quarterback is, I would put in the same category with Burrow. I think Burrow is probably better. If I were to size up these two teams, both sides of the ball, I will tell you the check marks all go at the critical positions, at the mission critical positions. The check marks for me would go more with LSU than with Texas. Where the game is being played, I think, has a lot to do with, you know, where you would, you know, at preseason probably pick this game. But I certainly think it's not beyond comprehension to think that LSU could win that game. And if they do, I frankly don't see any losses until Alabama. So, you know, I would say definitely take the over if the number is 9. 10 is probably the realistic thought, but 11 is certainly within range. And, you know, Orgeron's done a really good job of recruiting. His staff seems to be happy. They enjoy working for him. The players obviously love playing for him. So, you know, last year when people were throwing dirt on LSU, I said they could win 9 games and maybe 10. And people were like, "Hey, you're out of your mind." Well, they should have won 10. They had, in my opinion, a game taken away from them. So I think saying 11 wins this year against that schedule is certainly doable.
Tim, I want to get your opinion and your thoughts. And this is probably not just college football, but college sports in general. And that's with the transfer portal. Has it been a positive? Has it been a negative? And do you see the administrators changing or at least tweaking that mechanism, you know, for better for players or schools in general?
Well, it may be tweaked a little bit, Deuce, but I don't see it changing. And frankly, I'm growing really tired of hearing a lot of these prominent head coaches moan about it. You know, I was listening to Kirby Smart. I almost wanted to regurgitate the other day. Coaches can get up and move anytime they want to move, and the player is stuck there. You can certainly identify with that. Imagine you're there, and then all of a sudden the people that recruited you are gone. And yet you're stuck. You have to wait a year before you're eligible again. Listen, the transfer portal has changed the game. It's made coaches work harder. It certainly made the recruiting budgets at a lot of schools strained. But I think at the same time, it's allowed some teams, some programs, to resuscitate and have a chance to compete at the very highest level. Dana Holgorsen a year ago at West Virginia with Will Grier, you know, he's telling me, "Look, you know, Tim, we got a quarterback here that can really run my stuff. We got a chance to be good." And you know what? West Virginia was really into this thing, had a chance to win the Big 12 until about, you know, the third week of November when they lost at home to Oklahoma late. And honestly, if you consider a guy like Will Grier, if you're at West Virginia, you're never going to be able to recruit a player like that at the quarterback position to West Virginia. Very, very rarely. Once in a generation, maybe. But through transfer, you got a chance to get some of these guys. Look what Lincoln Riley's now done with transfer quarterbacks in back-to-back years. I mean, it's amazing. And now we're talking about coaches just having to work a little bit harder. Part of the grief that they have about the timing and where they are in the calendar and when players can vacate, I understand that. And it needs to be tweaked. But to say that that it's fundamentally wrong and this is a shame and it's, you know, these kids are, you know, to label today's millennial players as giving up quickly just to exit out because they don't want to work hard and earn their spot, that's a joke. And that's wrong because that's really not what it's designed to do. There are always going to be a set of circumstances that each individual player can run into that we're not privy to. And, you know, I think it's great. I think it also can help some of the other programs, the smaller schools, you know, in the FCS perhaps, and even to some extent, the Group of Five conferences are able to come up with some really outstanding talent. So I like it. I do.
Tim Brando, national sports commentator for Fox Sports, at Tim Brando on Twitter. In about 60 seconds, Zion Williamson potentially coming to the New Orleans Pelicans. That's a huge, huge get.
Yeah, isn't it a shame listening to all of the media types along the East Coast and the Left Coast just moan and groan about how bad this is for the NBA?
Hypocrisy.
I love it. Oh, but I was just loving the it was incredible. And it's almost as if they don't understand that, you know, the people in the flyover states actually have a vote. You know, that we shouldn't even have a chance to vote. That may work, you know, in politics. It doesn't work with the NBA lottery. Oh, by the way, they got that opportunity through the lottery, and it paid off. And I think Griffin is a guy that can get the job done. And by the way, whether he decides or Davis decides to be traded, New Orleans still wins because of the multiple players that you can get for Anthony Davis. So good for the Pelicans. Generational opportunity, I think, for New Orleans to make a great run beyond the second round of the playoffs in the future.
Tim Brando, Fox Sports. Thanks a bunch for the time. Our CBS and local news headlines. Could they get Zion and Ja Morant? We'll talk about that next here on WWL.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.